We've all had to get up in the middle of the night because we had to go, but if you have to go multiple times, you lose sleep, you wake up your partner, things can really cause trouble in your daylight hours. Here to help us with that, talking about BPH, is urologist Dr. David Sussman. All right, let's start over. What is BPH and what's the problem it's causing?
Sure. BPH stands for benign prostatic hyperplasia. And it occurs as men get older, their prostates are enlarged. Typically, we see it in the men in their 50s and 60s. And the classic symptoms of BPH are diminished urinary flow, urinary hesitancy, and what's probably most bothersome is nighttime urination. Men are up 2, 3, 4 times a night. That's what often drives men to seek treatment, or it could be their spouse as well.
Now, is this... do they really have to go, or is it just the urge? Is it a trigger? How is this happening, then?
They do have to go. When the prostate enlarges and begins to obstruct the urinary flow, some of the things that occur are that the patients don't empty their bladders all the way, and they leave urine behind. Therefore, they go more often. So that could be one of the problems. Their bladders become a little more irritable. As prostates enlarge, the bladder has to work harder to pass the urine. And again, all this can lead to more frequent urinations, nighttime urinations. And it's really, again, as I mentioned, it's the nighttime urination that I think is most bothersome. You know, the guys are unhappy the next day because they're tired. They're not very productive at work. Sometimes they get a little bit depressed as well. So lots of quality of life issues that we see with men and their BPH symptoms.
This is a topic people really don't want to talk about, so I guess that's why we're doing it today, kind of speaking sort of freely about it. What can be done about this?
Well, I think you made a good point that men typically have ignored it because they didn't want to deal with some of the potential side effects of the treatment. Medical therapy has been around for years, but most men don't like taking a pill every day, and the medications have sexual side effects that men don't care for. The traditional prostate surgery, hospital-based, which involves removing prostate tissue, again, is quite invasive, can cause sexual dysfunction, and can also lead to urinary incontinence. So men have kind of ignored it. They don't want to be treated because they're concerned about the side effects. We have new technology, particularly something called UroLift, which is office-based, minimally invasive, which is quite effective in treating men's urinary symptoms, and has really been a game changer for us as urologists in relieving the symptoms of BPH.
June is Men's Health Month, and you know, if there's anything men don't talk about is their health. And when it also comes to dealing with urination and sexual issues, too, we pretty much clam up on this topic. If it goes untreated, what could potentially happen as well?
Well, there could be significant problems if men don't get treated. If men don't empty their bladders well, it could lead to urinary infections. It could lead to kidney problems. So, you know, not treating men's urinary symptoms can be quite problematic. But for a lot of men, it's really a quality of life issue. They're really unhappy. They're as I said, they're up at night. They're tired. They know where all the bathrooms are. It really impacts their daily lives. And again, you know, this nighttime issue also impacts their partners. And I think that's oftentimes the driving force for men to get seen and treated, is that their partners are unhappy getting up all night as their partners get up to go to the bathroom. So this new technology, which again requires no heating or removing any prostate tissue, it's a mechanical solution to a mechanical problem, and that men can get treated easily in the office setting. Takes less than an hour in the office under some sedation, and they're back to work quickly. They don't have the typical side effects of sexual dysfunction or incontinence, and they're really quite happy. It's really changed the paradigm for us in terms of treating men's urinary symptoms due to BPH.
Where can we find out more about this treatment as well as BPH, and so those people can get that conversation started?
Sure, there's a great website called urolift.com. It has information about BPH, information about the procedure, and there's also a questionnaire that you can take that talks about your urinary pattern and may indicate who needs to be seen by a urologist. So I encourage you to check out the website.
Our guest has been Dr. David Sussman, urologist, talking about benign prostatic hyperplasia, also known as BPH. Thank goodness for those medical abbreviations.